I can't believe what I'm reading here. Oh. CNN. The United States is offering up freebies, expanding the pool of those eligible, and shifting access to local pharmacies in its attempt to encourage vaccine holdouts to get inoculated against COVID-19. In the last 6 months, nearly 150 million people in the U.S. have received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine in what is the fastest and largest mass vaccination effort in world history. Still, the U.S. vaccination rate has declined from its peak last month, pushing officials to offer new incentives, known as carrots, to further encourage the wary, hesitant, and inaccessible to get vaccinated. Some of those carrots are access to cultural events. The National Football League has offered 50 Super Bowl tickets to fans who share their stories of why they wanted to get vaccinated. Oh, I'd love to hear that. Because we're stupid sheeple. All you gotta do is dangle a carrot out in front of us and we'll take the shot. That's all there is to it. It's really that simple. Baseball's New York teams, the Mets and the Yankees, will offer fans a free ticket if they get the on-site Johnson & Johnson shot. Now, who in the hell, in their right mind, would get the Johnson & Johnson shot? A shot that should have been pulled off the market, let alone the other shots. In Chicago, the city announced a monthly concert series held exclusively for fully vaccinated residents. Folks, do you see where this is headed? Exactly as I predicted, you are going to have to get a vaccine to take part in society. And I don't give a damn what they try to take away from me. I will not relinquish my rights as an American citizen to be free and secure in my person. I will not give up my rights in order to take part in society. That is not how it works. And I suggest all of you that are interested in retaining what little freedom you have to fight this tooth and nail, even if it kills you. We have to be willing to die. This is ridiculous. It has to end. It has to be eliminated. If the law doesn't work and they come to your front door and they try to get you vaccinated, what are you going to do? You have to make a choice right then and there. What are you going to do if they try to mandate the vaccine? Or you can't take part of society. You can't go to the grocery store to get food for you and your family. You can't drive on taxpayer-funded roads that you pay for. What are you going to do? I know what I'm going to do if I am pushed to do it. What is everyone else going to do? It's time for you to start standing up for your freedom. It is beyond time. Matter of fact, you could say it's almost too late. The grips of tyranny have taken hold. The civil war to restore this republic should have begun 20 years ago. But it didn't. The article goes on to say that Rowan University in Glassboro, New Jersey is offering a hefty incentive. Full-time students who show proof of being fully vaccinated by August 7 will get a $500 credit towards their courses and another $500 towards housing costs. Free food and drinks have been offered up to the vaccinated. Krispy Kreme, Budweiser, and Nathan's Hot Dogs are offering free donuts, beers, and wieners, respectively, while New Jersey introduced a shot in a beer program to give free beer to those who got vaccinated. Oh, what a Cinderella story. Most directly, a few states have offered to pay those who get vaccinated. West Virginia Governor Jim Justice said last week he wanted the state to offer a $100 savings bond to residents 16 to 35 who get vaccinated. A savings bond? That's as useless as tits on a boar hog. Maryland has offered $100. You're going to have to pay me $100,000. You would have to pay me $100,000. And then I still wouldn't take it. $100,000 is nothing anymore. You'd have to give me millions. Oh boy. In a Kaiser Family Foundation survey, 47% of people who say they want to wait and see before being vaccinated said paid time off to get it would make them more likely to do so. And 39% said a financial incentive of $200 from their employer would work. See, everybody can be bought and paid for. Obviously. They're stupid sheeple. Everybody has a price, apparently. This is the sad reality of this country. Of anybody, really. Most of these people in the United States of America are stupid sheeple. $200? Is your life worth $200? Are you kidding me? $200 in a lifetime of possible disease? I don't think so. You can go fly a kite. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention offered its own incentive last week when it said that those who are vaccinated do not need to wear masks outside, except during crowded events. More bullshit. Now here we go. Listen to this. The number of daily new cases in the U.S. has sharply declined over the last month as a mass of Americans have either been vaccinated or previously infected. Experts have said more vaccinations will be key to keeping that number down, thereby protecting both the entire medical system as well as individual health. Well, I have a question then. If you can prove that you have already been infected with this supposed COVID-19 virus, does that mean you don't have to get the vaccine? Is that what that means? I doubt it. I seriously doubt it. Confidence in the COVID-19 vaccines has been sharply split along partisan lines. But polling published Thursday suggests Republicans are becoming less reluctant to get vaccinated. Now, screw the Republicans. Democrats and Republicans are working on the same team. They are all part of the Brotherhood. There is no difference. It is an illusion. And I wish people would realize that. Wake up. The left and the right are the same. They all lead to communism. Period. Communism. That number roughly coincides with a fall in the number of Republicans who say they definitely won't get vaccinated. In March, 29% of Republicans surveyed said they wouldn't get a shot, and that number is now down to 20%. Well, there's no shocker there. All you got to do is dangle that carrot in front of their face and they'll take it because they're stupid sheeple. The Biden administration announced its support Wednesday to ease global patent rules on COVID-19 vaccines, which could increase their global supply as countries like India wrestle with massive outbreaks. And ladies and gentlemen, that is a big and complete lie. This so-called outbreak in India is staged. It is fraudulent. I have seen footage from CNN that is staged. These bonfires are staged. They're not real people being burned. Can you imagine burning thousands of people like this? Why would you do that? Are you trying to toxify your air supply? I mean, are these people absolute idiots? Are they brain dead? burning thousands of people. Why don't you put them in the ground? Oh, you can't do that, though. You got to make a show. While they're burning them, oh my God. I know how these people operate. Then you watch the CNN footage. And the fires are not even big enough to support a dead person the size of a body. There's no bones. The people there are wearing nothing but rinky-dink masks. And you'd need a gas mask in order to withstand burning flesh and hair to that magnitude. They bring in a gurney with a supposed dead person on it, but it is never unwrapped. It is never unveiled, the sheet off of that person. It's all staged for the camera. And CNN does this all the time. They have been doing it for years and years and years. They staged a real well-known bombing in Iraq at a hotel. Completely staged from beginning to end. And they've staged many other things. I wrote an article about it. The fact is, what is happening in India is a scam. Like all of this is a scam. Just one other part of the puzzle. But since they're going to pay everyone to get vaccinated, it's obvious to me now that they're going to get pretty much 99.9% of the population vaccinated. Oh, yeah. I'm predicting that right here and right now. All you have to do is offer up incentives to people. And they'll sell their soul for a donut. And that's the sad reality of the situation. For a stupid donut. And really, they were no importance anyway, such people. No consequence on anything whatsoever. Useless lives. No purpose. If they cannot determine the truth, they have no purpose. They're nothing but flesh and bone. If they are not aligned in the truth and they cannot save themselves, if they cannot turn their hearts and minds towards the truth, they are useless as a worm. If what stands before your freedom, your liberties, your rights, is a donut and $200, you are not an American. I'm here to tell you right now. You are a coward. You are useless. And you have no purpose. And whatever happens to you is well deserved. I am just so sick of these people. Absolutely tired of it. Something's got to give. But how are we going to restore our freedoms and rights if we allow it to get to the stage where we're in total totalitarianism? You can't talk nice to these people. They don't give a damn about you. They want to see you dead. They don't care about freedom. You're the last thing on their mind except for the fact you're in their way. They don't care about freedom and rights and liberty. They don't care if you've got food to put on your plate, clothes to clothe your family. They don't care about anything like that. They don't have families, most of them. And if they do, they don't love them. If they love their family, they would not be doing the things they're doing. Period. They're pathetic. And the fact is that they are going to be some of the first ones to go because the system is going to eat them alive. Just like these police officers many of these corrupt police officers. They think they're big guys, part of the system, but they're going to be the first ones to go. The system, Nazism, communism, always takes the people that are closest to the power structure. Always. And then it goes down from there. But what really amazes me is the depth of the deception that people fall for. Well, how come I must be in a different universe? How come I am able to see these things? Because I'm not indoctrinated. I have awakened myself to the truth. And let me tell you something else. You better start believing in God if you don't. Because without God, nothing else matters. There has to be a higher purpose in your life, higher than yourself, or none of what I am saying will amount to a hill of beans to you. Freedom will not matter. Liberty will not matter. You have no one to answer to but yourself. And if you have no one to answer to but yourself, your ideals mean nothing. You have no ideals. You have no principles. Our rights come from God, whether you believe in God or not. Our rights are given to us upon birth into this universe, into this world. And they are inseparable. That is what the Constitution of the United States says. That means we have the same rights no matter what country or state or region we are in. We have the same rights. That is our Constitution, and it follows us wherever we go. And that is one of the things people misunderstand about this country. The country is the Constitution. It follows you wherever you go. It is a set of principles and ideals. We have rights granted to us by God as all living creatures do. And they cannot be taken away. And we must be willing to die for freedom. For without freedom, we cannot say or do anything. Now, something else I wanted to talk about is this reoccurring theme known as shedding. And I covered this in my last video, shedding. People are being, once again, propagandized by some group, and I have a theory based on evidence that it is the anti-vaccine groups that pretend to be anti-vaccine that are pushing this asinine theory onto their audience to fearmonger them, to sell them a supplement of some sort. They claim that you are in the presence of someone that has had this vaccine, that you are not safe. No, you are going to catch their toxicity. Well, these people clearly have no understanding about biology of the human body, the biological processes of viruses and bacteria. You cannot transmit toxicity unless you want to go drink a cup or two of their excretion. That might make you a little ill if they're toxic, sure. But you're not going to all of a sudden catch their toxicity through the air. It's impossible. For one, when the body expels toxins, it binds it with white blood cells. When it binds it with these white blood cells, it neutralizes it, for the most part. Secondly, vaccine toxins are stored in the body. They're not readily released. That's one of the major dangers in vaccination, is that they are stored in the tissue and in the blood and in the organs, etc. You're not going to get a vaccine and then expel all of the toxins in one day. Therefore, your likelihood of being around someone or a group of people and you suddenly catching this is not even remotely possible, even in a theorized way. So you have white blood cells that bind with toxins as they are coming out of the skin. Or if you are coughing, you have mucus, which binds with the toxin, which is also white blood cells. And mucus is white. If it is brown or green, it has more protein content in order to bind with toxins, if depending on the amount and the severity of toxins. And the next thing that these people are referring to is something called pheromones. That pheromones are being transferred from those that have received this vaccine, and it's making everybody sick. Well, how do they know that? Pheromones are a biological phenomenon of all living organisms, just about. You cannot transmit toxins through pheromones, at least to any large degree. It simply is impossible biologically. And vaccines are not affecting the pheromones anyway, unless it's just internally in that body. It affects the hormones, sure. It affects many things. But that would be no different than me saying someone with cancer that has thyroid cancer, for instance. Well, their hormones are very toxic when they get into a later stage of cancer. And so you're trying to tell me that those people with cancer are transmitting toxic pheromones. And I can't be around someone with cancer, or I will also receive their toxicity. Well, we all know that that's nonsense, but that's exactly what they're saying when it comes to vaccines. The body simply does not work like they think it works. Now, these are the same people that still believe viruses are contagious, that still believe there are safe vaccines that can be made. The same people pushing the same nonsense onto their audience, which are usually ignorant people. Even smart people can be taken up in this stuff, and they can be misled. That is why it is vitally important to understand the science of the human body. And I'm not talking about what they say the human body is. I mean, really look like you're a child and relearn the workings of the human body. And yes, a lot of that takes firsthand experience, and it occurs over a number of years of observation. There's no shortcut. I had to go through it. You'll have to go through it if you haven't already. You have to relearn. You have to understand the truth about reality. Not what they want you to believe, but the actual truth. And that's really where a large number of these people stumble. Because they do not know the truth, they are easily misled. They fall for every rumor and scam there is. They're being whisked away into every different direction. And they cannot determine the truth because they have been propagandized by the people that they trust. And they believe that they are telling them the truth, and they do not verify that information. You have to verify the information. You have to verify what I'm telling you. And don't ever believe anything that anyone tells you unless you can verify it in your own research, with your own evidence. And if it is true, it will ring true. But when it comes to shedding, I can tell you safely that shedding is not contagious. If viruses are not contagious, then shedding is not contagious. It is my belief that these theories are originating within the anti-vaccine movement. Now, that may be hard for some of you to believe, but that is what my evidence has led me to. I have observed this for a number of years now. I do not trust any of these people hardly. All the prominent figures that you can think of in the anti-vaccine movement, I do not trust them. Judy Makovits. She came out last year proclaiming that this is a lab virus that has been released into the public and is a bioweapon. Now, this bioweapon theory that is widely spread throughout the anti-vaccine movement is intended to mislead the conspiracy groups into a cul-de-sac. How do I know this? Because I know that those in power have studied these conspiracy groups for years and years, and they are experts at misleading them. They use controlled opposition. Do you notice how popular she became? Do you notice how these people are so popular with thousands, hundreds of thousands of views? Suddenly out of nowhere, whereas people like me have to grovel at the very lowest part of the ladder in order to get a few subscribers to listen to the truth. And I am banned from search engines, etc. These people are placed strategically, or they are used. They know that some people are misled, so they use them. So they make them these big personalities, and they put them out there intentionally in order to mislead, but they themselves do not even understand what they're talking about. Sherry Tenpenny comes to mind. She's another one that claims, oh, there's some good vaccines. There's some good vaccines, and they have eliminated some of the viruses throughout history. Well, how can you believe that? If you have researched the topic at any length, how could you believe that? Right out of the gate, I trust no one that claims there are good vaccines. There are no good vaccines, and that would be self-evident, see? It's clear to me, but you have thousands of people out there that believe this lie because they have been told that this is the truth. They have never researched the matter. They know no better. The fact is, there are no good vaccines. You do not need a vaccine, period. You're not going to die without a vaccine. We do not have a lack of vaccination. We are not born with a vaccination in our right hand. So this is all being done to mislead you. But going back to Judy Makovits, she came out proclaiming this is a bioweapon. This is the same story that the Chinese counterparts used in the media. Her name escapes me now, but it was a Chinese woman. She came out claiming she knew that this was a bioweapon, and it was released on purpose from a lab in Wuhan, in China. I observed a number of her interviews, and I found the telltale signs of staging. It was a manipulation on the American people. And people are so ready to believe any conspiracy nowadays. They did that on purpose. You notice a few years ago, they started covering conspiracies more and more and more. And they started trotting people out that said these shootings were staged. Things that blew my mind, that they were bringing these people out and letting them talk on national television. I thought to myself right then and there, something bad is going on. And I knew something was going on, because that is out of the norm for these people. And sure enough, within a number of years, just a few years, they were able to shut down conspiracy talk all over the internet. So now nobody can find the truth, really. You have to search far and wide. It was all a strategic plan leading up into the year 2020, which is a pivotal year in the New World Order. They're running out of time. It is time for them to accomplish their agenda. They have to do this in their mind. That is why you must be leery about all of these people that they bring out before you. You cannot trust many of these people. They will try to fear-monger you and then sell you a supplement. Well, I'm not selling you any. I'll sell you my book, because I worked hard on that book. I work hard on my writings. I'm studying every single day. I write every day. I'm trying to wake people up. But I'm not going to sell you a useless supplement. I will teach you a better way of living, how to eat properly, so you do not feel the need to take these ridiculous supplements and spend money on it. They are a scam, 90% of them. And anybody that's selling you a supplement, you take a second look at them and see what they're saying. Many of these people do not understand nutrition. They do not understand the human body. They just popped up out of nowhere and had hundreds of thousands of views. And I'm the one, aside from people in the past, a couple people, that is talking about viruses not being contagious. And I really have very little views, on YouTube at least. Now this leads me into the next part of this entire situation, which I have been thinking about for some time now. I am tired of hearing about exosomes. Exosomes are not viruses. I had a guy recently tell me, well, exosomes, that's what you're talking about, the exosomes. No, I'm not. I'm not talking about exosomes. Well, viruses don't exist. It's the exosome. Well, tell me, what's the difference? All you're doing is taking one term and applying it to another term. You're changing the words around. You're saying that exosomes are viruses and viruses don't exist. Well, what's the difference then? There is no difference. Your head's not screwed on right or something. I don't know what's wrong with these people. Exosomes are not viruses. The people in power, the people that are working for those in power, they know that, and they're making fools out of people. They're laughing at people. See? People are falling for another trap. Exosomes are part of the viral process, but they are not viruses. Exosomes are not replicated in the same way. Their sizes average differently. Their processes are to transmit communication between cells, to transport fluid for cellular life. Now, how can an exosome dissolve waste and also transport fluid for cellular life without killing that fluid? You cannot transport fluid for cellular life and also dissolve poison. It cannot be done. It doesn't make any sense on a scientific basis or even on a logical basis. It just does not make a bit of sense, and I'm surprised people have not caught on to this lie. But look, Jeff, look here. They look like viruses under the microscope. I don't care what they look like. There's a lot of things that look like other things in the body. Many things in the body have a dual nature. For instance, red blood cells. Their main purpose is to transport oxygen throughout the body. It begins in the lungs. However, they can also consume toxins when the body is at a point of systemic toxicity. So they can forego delivering oxygen throughout the body in order to consume toxicity. There are dual roles in the body. White blood cells have many dual roles. They guide viruses. They guide infection. They transport toxins out of the body. They neutralize toxins. They form mucus. Again, you have to understand the biological processes of the body. And if you don't understand that, you're going to say, well, viruses don't exist. You have to account for the symptoms that one goes through when you have a flu or a cold or any detoxification. You have to have an agent that is responsible for breaking down that toxicity and helping to expel it out of the body. Viruses are an intrinsic part of the human body. That should be common sense. That is what explains the reason for those symptoms. It's because you have an agent working in the body that is breaking down toxicity and you are expelling it out of the body. There's no mystery here. Therefore, viruses are the only thing that can do something like that. Not exosomes, viruses. And when I say viruses, I am not referring to them being a poison. I get tired of hearing this from people too. Well, viruses is Latin for poison. Well, it may be, but guess what? We communicate ideas through known terms. And I'm using the word virus to tell you that it is a solvent that dissolves dead matter, debris, and toxins. Okay? So don't email me and tell me what virus means. I know very well what virus means. And I'm not going to start calling them something else because no one will know what the hell I'm talking about. Okay? Now, another one of these asinine claims that's going around like wildfire for over a year now is that viruses do not exist at all. Viruses are not real, and everything that science says is a lie. See, there you make another mistake, because not everything they say is a lie. They mix truth with lies. It's up to you to determine what is true and false. This is not some walk in the park. Well, everything's a lie. But it's not all a lie, and you saying that is giving up on doing any kind of work to determine the truth. So you just cross your arms and say, well, nothing's true, so everything must be a lie. Well, you're misleading yourself. You are deceiving yourself when you do that. And you know what really amazes me, too, is that these individuals that are putting these theories out, they just let these people in the comment section just spout all kinds of nonsense. They don't correct them. They don't come on and say, hey, look, this is not true. This is not correct. You're wrong here. Yet they say nothing to them. They just let them have their forum and just spout the most ridiculous of nonsense. This goes back into the point I was making earlier. You cannot trust these kinds of people. You cannot determine their true motives, or it's very difficult to do so. Another one of these theories, in line with this, which I get so tired of hearing, the flat earth. The earth is flat, okay? This is something I have studied just for the hell of it, for a number of years also. The earth is round, period. And if you would like to debate me on that, we can have a show, and I'll prove it to you real quick. Real quick. It's not hard to do. These people, just like there's no viruses, they sit around all day long, and they theorize in fantasy land. Get yourself a telescope and look up at the moon when there is a shadow on it, and you will clearly see the curvature of the moon surface. It is a round sphere. There is no doubt about it. Now, why do you think the Earth is flat, but the rest of the celestial bodies in the universe are round? Let alone everything in nature takes the form of a sphere. When water droplets fall in space, they revert to the sphere form. They're not flat. They revert to the round sphere. Everything in nature is organic. Now, these same people will come up with the most absurd, unscientific theories in order to explain their position. They're using the Bible in order to legitimize their ridiculous theory, when the Bible itself doesn't even say that. They can't read, apparently. The Bible is a metaphorical, symbolic book that many of these people do not understand whatsoever. It is symbolic, which means that when it uses certain words, it is conveying a deeper message. And if the Bible did say it was flat, and you've seen it with your own two eyes, it was round, which one do you think is true? Your God-given eyes, or what's written right there on the page? This is ridiculous. Just like when you say viruses are not real, and you get sick, develop a virus because of your poor lifestyle, or whatever it may be, and you develop a virus and get sick with a bunch of symptoms that make you feel incredibly ill, how do you explain the process of removing toxins from the body? Because you cannot have no viruses. You have to have viruses to do that. You have to have a non-living enzyme. You have to have a solvent factor in order to break down that toxicity. You've got enzymes that break down food. Why can't you have specific enzymes that break down toxicity? See, these people are not operating with a full deck of cards. They simply are not. And I do not waste much time on these kinds of people, because they will drag you down with their ignorance, down to their level. And they will argue that it is the white blood cells that expel all of the toxins and break down the toxins and so on and so forth. No, it's not. White blood cells are living. When they confront a toxin that is so poisonous that it will kill them, what does the body revert to? The cells conspire together. They all come together, communicate. They produce their own enzymes. Those enzymes go out of the cells, replicate in the cells, and come out of the cells and dissolve all of that toxicity. White blood cells will engulf the broken down matter and expel it out of the body. It is a cohesive process. You have to have all of these agents working together. And viruses by themselves do nothing. Oh, sure, they may bump up against a toxic cell and dissolve it that way. But the virus cannot act, it cannot swim or fly on its own. You have to have a guiding agent. That's the white blood cell. And there are other cells involved too. They will push the virus. They will guide the virus through the body. And they float in free suspension. I've talked about this before. And the same kind of thing happens, although it's in a different way. It happens with bacteria. You have similar symptoms with all kinds of illnesses. Bacteria are not contagious either, although, yes, you can get bacteria in the body from an external source, but bacteria are like a termite. They do not eat healthy, living wood. Therefore, they have no purpose in the body unless there is toxic tissue, degenerated tissue, that they can feed upon, wherein they can flourish. Bacteria grow in certain environments in the body, both hot and cold. And different types of bacteria will flourish in both types of environments. But viruses and bacteria are different because bacteria are living organisms. Viruses are non-living. They're not organisms at all. They are non-living parts of cells. They are pieces of a cell. They are enzymes. They are put together by the cell, and they embed within that virus RNA and DNA, and they are used as a communication system between cells and other agents in the body in order to guide the virus's behavior. It's similar to Velcro. When that virus moves onto a cell that is toxic, it can specifically dissolve portions of that cell, and it does so intelligently because of RNA and DNA. That is the only actions of a virus. Other than that, they are not alive. They have no functionality outside of that. Their behavior is guided by white blood cells, which determine the inflammation response, and so on and so forth. And viruses are part of that. They are part of the immune response. Just like if I cut my arm, immediately it causes swelling and inflammation in order to send nutrients to that area. White blood cells are directly involved in all of these actions. They're very important. Now, having said all of that, I would like to address India again. What's really going on in India has to do with driving up the vaccination rate in third world countries. Not only that, but they are going to use it here in the West in order to propagandize people that this is ravaging the rest of the world because they have no vaccines. And so there's this huge patent fight going on, which amounts to a hill of beans, means nothing to me whatsoever. But you see it in the news, and it's all over the place. They're really driving this narrative, especially on the American people. And they are claiming that these countries, they don't have enough vaccines. We've got to get these people vaccines. What are we going to do, these poor people? Good. I hope they never get the vaccines. Yes. I hope they never get them. People have been propagandized within the span of a week to believe these lies. That these countries, they don't have enough vaccines. And we're going to have to get a patent on this vaccine because they may steal it from us and all this BS. This is all a drama show for the American sheeple to eat up like candy. And it's all nonsense. It's all nonsensical bullshit. That's all it is. And they're going to continue doing it until they get their vaccination rate up in these countries. And you can't verify their claims. I can tell you right now that it's not true at all. Like I said earlier, there's already evidence, plenty of evidence, that it is staged. Suddenly, within the span of a week, you have 300,000 people have tested positive for coronavirus. Well, what a shocker. 300,000 people. And all these people are dying. And they have these photo ops. They're taking pictures of these bonfires. Which is not enough bonfires, by the way. In order to burn that many bodies, you'd have to have thousands and thousands. Your air supply would be choked out. And wood is bad enough as it is, burning wood. But now, okay, we're going to burn thousands of bodies. See, that tells you right there that this is nothing but a photo op, a psychological operation in order to show the American people. Well, I can watch their news broadcast and tell you right away, just by the way that they're carrying the news broadcast out, that it is staged. I have been involved in videography and photography for more than half of my life. And I can tell you when something is real and when it is fake. I can tell when they are harping on the heartstrings of America. They do it all the time. And we have plenty of evidence throughout history that we can go back into and look at and learn their methods of deception. There is no excuse anymore. These things are not taking place as they say, and that's exactly why it happens in third world countries, because you cannot verify it as fact because it is so far away. People living in huts, okay? They don't even know if it's true or not. People living there are misled. All you have to do is manufacture a story that's believable, and people will eat it up like candy, and it will spread all over the world, and people will be living in a lie. They will be believing a lie, and it's not true. It's quite simple. And people believe it's this, you know, it takes this huge conspiracy where everybody in the world would have to be involved and all. No, not whatsoever. Wrong. Only a group of people that intend to mislead you is all that is needed in order to mislead a multitude of people. You do not need a bunch of people. You do not need that at all. And when you have the media that is spreading these lies every single day of the week, it's actually pretty easy to understand how it gets across the world like it does, and people believe it. They simply do not know any better. Well, that about covers it for now. I just wanted to get on here and tell everybody what I thought about some of these rumors that are being passed around. So now I hope that you have a greater knowledge about these things so that the next time you are confronted with this topic, you'll know how to answer them. And you won't fall for a lie. And pay attention to what goes on in India. And observe what goes on here in the United States with regard to these vaccines being mandated. Because I believe, unfortunately, and I have been saying this for at least a year and a half now, if not longer, that they are going to try to mandate these vaccines. This is where I see it headed. This is my observation of where I see everything headed in the not too distant future. And they're going to try to force people to get this vaccine or any of these vaccines in order to take part in society, which is basically the same thing as mandating it. Of course, I think they're going to try to forcibly mandate these vaccines. And we should all be ready for the day that they do. As a matter of fact, we shouldn't let it happen in the first place. But apparently the American people are so brain dead that they're going to let it happen. And it takes everybody. Everybody has to be involved. I can't change it myself. I do my part. But the whole country has to be interested in the truth. It can't just be one lone person. I can do a lot, but I can't change the minds of every person in America if they don't want to know the truth. And they can't change the law that these psychopaths in power want to put into place if they don't know the truth. So it's up to everybody to do their due diligence, find the truth, and make the necessary changes before it is too late. And it's almost too late as I am speaking to you right now. So keep all of this in mind, and remember to never give up hope, because it can be changed.